sector of industries, mines, and energy?
Yeah, no mas kumpra kini wanja o tenga ne kucho ya koto tumbaka o iria tameka non tata ina na pamia kucha ato kanga ntu kanja na kuventuka o potu vure kukara tu vakume ne tumbo kucha na kuri mo pai fengi nongika o kuri atameka pene o kuri ashuriranga ne pena no ge wata shanga ne kironga ya kuzanga ne mo 21 March sigo pai fe atunga nuka topikina kumpra kini wanje kombinga ho.
Present, Honorable Sam Shafishuna Nuyoma, Governor of the Commerce Region, and all governors present in person and in online, Ambassador Emilia Mkusa, Secretary to Cabinet, Your Worship, the Mayor of the City of Windhoek, all uniformed personnel in our midst, senior government officials, Prof. Ellen Namila, Acting Vice Chancellor of the University of Namibia, and our host, former Deputy Prime Minister, Ministers and Deputy Ministers, Your Excellencies, members of the Diplomatic Corps, distinguished invited guests, members of the media, a very good afternoon to you all. Welcome to the launch of the 6th National Development Plan and the report of the first 3 months in office of the 8th Administration, being hosted right here in the capital city, Windhoek, at the University of Namibia's Dr. Hage Geingob campus. We are broadcasting live on all NBC platforms, that is NBC Plus app, NBC One channel on television, and all NBC radio stations, and on various social media platforms. So it does not matter where you are in the world, you are able to tune in live to follow this very important program this afternoon. My name is Emma Theophilus, Member of Parliament and Minister responsible for Information Communications Technology in the 8th Administration, and I'll be your Director of Ceremonies this afternoon. A few house rules. I kindly ask you to place all your mobile devices on silence mode, and all the laboratories are situated just outside this auditorium where ushers will guide you. However, I humbly request you that you limit your movements in and out of the auditorium as our very important program unfolds. I'm sure we have all noticed that there was a Wi-Fi board outside before you entered the auditorium, allowing us, all of us, to be connected to Wi-Fi. And I urge you, when you get a moment later on this afternoon or tonight, to post on all your social media platforms your reflections of the launch of NDP6 and the 3-month report by Her Excellency the President, accompanied by the hashtag NDP6 and hashtag the 8th Administration. We are in a digital world, so I hope you keep up. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the University of Namibia, one of our public institutions of higher learning and my alma mater. I therefore invite Prof. Ellen Namila, the Acting Vice Chancellor of the University, to welcome us all. Prof. Namila.
Thank you very much, Directors of Ceremonies. Please allow me to stand by the protocols already established by the Director of Ceremony with a minor deviation, because I'm sure you can understand that it is the very first time at the Dr. Hage Geingob campus that we are having our national leaders, without mentioning them by name, in one space with a common purpose for the nation. So, Director of Proceedings, Honorable Emma Theophilus, Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandindaitwa, President of the Republic of Namibia. Her Excellency Lucia Vetboy, Vice President of the Republic of Namibia. Right Honorable Prime Minister Elia Ngurare. And Honorable Dr. Saraku Wangerwa Madhila, Speaker of the National Assembly. And Honorable Lucas Muha, Chairperson of the National Assembly. National Council, sorry. I recognize the Secretary General of our SWAPO party. And of course, Honorable Professor Dr. Kaire Mbwende, Director General, National Planning Commission. I want to stop here and say that I want to observe all the protocols as was already established by the Director of Ceremonies. I am standing here on behalf of the Vice Chancellor of the University of Namibia, Professor Kenneth Kamwe Matengu, who is sending you warm greetings. Good afternoon. I think the afternoon is really, really very good. Your Excellency, in some historical narrative, Namibia has been described as the land God created in anger. Due to its harsh environment, this description came from what the eyes can see on the surface and on the earth. There is another narrative which describes what is underneath, on and offshore. As a university, we know the latter is true. Namibia is a country God endowed with rich, diverse natural resources and in large quantities. This is true. Today, with a responsive government, Namibia is rightly so affirmed as a country of future opportunities and as a prospective economic powerhouse. This new narrative is resulting from a reliable evidence that demonstrates that Namibia is endowed with minerals and rare earth metals, oil and gas, stewarded by good governance and respect for the rule of law, as well as stable government. These endowments include major deposits of gold, uranium, lithium, zinc, iron ore, diamonds, and more recent oil and gas. For Namibia to successfully and sustainably exploit these resources, it needs a solid pool of vibrant, innovative, competent experts in the geoscience field, but also in law and engineering, economics, manufacturing, production technologies, to name just a few. It is for this reason, among others, that UNAM continue to make every effort to educate, train the best competent people to man and manage the whole value chain minerals. Your Excellency, I am pleased to inform you that We are at the advanced stage of establishing a school of nuclear science applications with the Department of Nuclear Energy, Nuclear Medicine, Nuclear Application in Agriculture and Water Technologies. Director of Ceremonies, in other words, the establishment of this school confirms our promise to the nation that UNAM is committed to providing the government and the people of Namibia with the best possible scientific solutions to deepen the knowledge and develop their skills to effectively contribute to Namibia's energy mix and sustainable growth, the natural resources sector, in collaboration with the industry. This is the perfect opportunity to do so now, other than tomorrow or day after. As we congratulate you on your 100 days of success, Your Excellency, we wish to join you in the drive for efficiency, efficient service delivery. We agree this requires abandoning the old ways of service delivery. It is business unusual. And as Christopher Columbus once said, you can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. Under your leadership, we have the courage as higher education to lose sight of the shore and be at the frontiers of scientific advancement and development. We must be brave to attack poverty and diseases. Then development will occur. The platform for us to leave the shore and embrace the roadmap to follow is none other than NDP6. The courageous steps you have taken place this country on a horizon, placing prosperity and citizens' welfare ahead of everything else. The impetus is investing in education, ensuring a skilled but also ethical citizenry. This is the seeds of hope. Thank you for showing these seeds of success. This seed will produce a soil tree, which will provide more seeds and more trees and even more seeds of success and forest of prosperity. You will agree with me that good governance enables these kinds of investments for which we are grateful. I am therefore thank you for the current and future decisions in the investing in our higher education, particularly in the public higher education sector. This will make Namibia be at the forefront of innovation and prosperity. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Her Excellency, the President, and her delegation to this beautiful campus, your premier institute of higher education, currently ranked number 13 in Africa and among the top 1,600 universities globally. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Prof. Namila, for welcoming us to the University of Namibia and for the information you've shared around the plans of nuclear education to be introduced in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the national development plans are long-term strategic frameworks adopted by countries to guide their developmental efforts. In Namibia, the National Planning Commission is responsible for national development planning, with Vision 2030 serving as the long-term vision and the NDPs as the medium-term implementation vehicles. With that said, kindly help me welcome Dr. Kaire Mbwende, the Director General of the National Planning Commission, to deliver some remarks.
Thank you, Directors of Ceremonies, Your Excellency, Comrade President, Retired General Daitwa, Right Honourable Prime Minister, serious flop, Your Excellency Vice President. Right Honourable Prime Minister, our gracious host, Professor Namila, Honourable Ministers, I recognize the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Secretary General of the Swabo Party, I recognize the Governor of Commerce, of course, and Comrade Mutorwa. Welcome. Members of the Diplomatic Corps, senior government officials, private sector, civil society representative, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. We have gathered here today to once again demonstrate the seriousness that we attach to the promises that we made to the people of Namibia to transform our country into a prosperous nation. The promises that we made to the electorate through the Swapo Party election manifesto have been translated into the 6th National Development Plan and its implementation monitoring and evaluation plan. As you can see, NDP 6 consists of two volumes, the one being the policy and the other one being the implementation, monitoring, and evaluation plan. The theme of the plan, which reflects the task facing us as a nation, is fostering economic growth, inclusiveness, and resilience for sustainable development. The plan is anchored on 4 principles: sustainable development, people-centered development, integrated planning, and partnership. This is NDP 6 is the final medium-term plan under Vision 2030. Covering the period 25-26 to 29-2030. It builds on the lessons of NDP-5 and is a product of inclusive consultations with stakeholders across all 14 regions and 121 constituencies. This being the last plan, is therefore designed as an ambitious plan to leapfrog development towards the attainment of Vision 2030. These plans provide detailed programs and projects and the means for their implementation. The plan is set out 4 strategic goals: sustainable economic growth and prosperity for all, accelerated human development, green growth, and climate resilience, and a high-performance public service. The details of the vision in action to realize our aspirations, as articulated in 2030, Vision 2030, will be provided for by the Commander-in-Chief. I therefore would like to thank you for the opportunity to introduce NDP6. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Director General. Ladies and gentlemen, invited guests, the next speaker hails from the region where our newly crowned Miss Namibia hails from. We know we're diva together. She was celebrating like I've never seen before. She also forms part of the hashtag banner being, and I need the UNAM students to assist me here because I need some energy in the room. The future is, oh my goodness. The future is much better. So ladies in the audience, the next two speakers are not only the future any longer. They are a testament that the future is now and it's happening right here. So with your assistance, ladies, help me welcome for remarks and the introduction of our main speaker, Her Excellency Lucia Witbooi, our Vice President.
Thank you. We were together in Soko, in Ongediva. She was a judge, me, I was also a judge. And unknowingly, we also built up our emotions. But anyhow, we brought for you the Miss Namibia. Thank you, Director of Ceremonies. Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the President of the Republic of Namibia. Lieutenant General, retired Epaphras Denga Ndaitwah, the first gentleman of the Republic of Namibia. Right Honorable Elijah Ngorare, the Prime Minister of the Republic of Namibia. Honorable Latangwe Ithete, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy. Honorable Ministers, Deputy Ministers present here. Honorable Members of Parliament, Director General of the National Planning Commission, Honorable Dr. Kairin Boende, our former Deputy Prime Minister, Honorable John Mutorwa, not leaving out our Secretary General of the SWAPO Party, Honorable Comrade Sophia Shaningwa, and really allow me to stand by the protocol already established. Good afternoon once again. It is with immense pleasure and profound respect that I stand before you today and welcome you all, both those present here and those joining us virtually to this important event in the Namibian history, the launch of the 6th National Development Plan, NDP6, coinciding with the report of the 3 months in office of the 8th administration. It is worth noting that through the National Planning Commission, our country developed its long-term perspective development plan, Vision 2030, and consecutive national development plans, the NDPs. The final national development plan, being the 6th national development plan, NDP6, covers the period from 2025 to 2030 financial years. Therefore, with NDP6, we embark on the last stretch of our development journey towards realizing the Vision 2030 goals and objectives. In the same vein, the launch of the NDP6 is particularly significant as it coincides with the beginning of the 8th administration. On this occasion, Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah will reflect on the first 3 months of the 8th administration. Since assuming office on 21st March 2025, Her Excellency has demonstrated exceptional leadership, dedication, and a profound understanding of the needs of the Namibian people. Fellow Namibians, it is now my distinct honor and privilege to introduce the keynote speaker of today's event, Her Excellency Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the 5th President of the Republic of Namibia. Her Excellency's journey in public service spans an impressive 35 years, a period marked by unwavering dedication and a deep commitment to serving the Namibian people. Throughout her career, the keynote speaker has held numerous key positions within the government, each contributing to her vast experience and wealth of knowledge in leadership and governance. Her Excellency's assumption of the presidency on 21st March 2025 marks a new chapter in her distinguished career and the history of Namibia, especially being the first elected female president in Namibia. Again. Oh. Her Excellency's leadership is guided by a strong stance against corruption, commitment to youth and women empowerment, and a focus on the beneficiation of our natural resources, amongst others. Today, as we launch the NDP-6, we are reminded of the long-term vision of President Dr. Nandi-Ndaitwah has for Namibia. A vision that builds upon the foundation laid by the visionary leaders of the previous administrations and charts a course for a prosperous and equitable future. In conclusion, for our politicians, if you're a politician, it's very hard that you come to a real conclusion, but this one is the real conclusion. With these few introductory remarks, it is now my singular honor that I invite to the podium our keynote speaker, Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the President of the Republic of Namibia. Commonwealth President, the nation is listening. The nation is ready. Thank you.
Oh, please be seated. Thank you, Commonwealth Lucia Vetboy, Vice President of the Republic of Namibia, for giving me the floor. Let me also recognize our able Director of Ceremonies, Ematio Felus, Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Right Honorable Elia Gurare, Prime Minister of the Republic of Namibia, Honorable Sarah Kuwongerwa Madila, Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Lucas Amua, Chairperson of the National
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
No matter where you are, If you have a mobile device, you can too.
Representative of the Vice Chancellor and the representative of the Council, may I sincerely request that I stand on the protocol established while recognizing the first gentleman. And to recognize our students at the University of Namibia and all institutions of high learning. My former constituency is diplomatic, but now you are even more closer to me. And finally, I cannot pass this stage without recognizing all attained during the first 3 months of the 8th administration. Our inclusive development agenda seeks to uplift the social well-being and improve the quality of life for all Namibians. One of the key objectives of the concluded NDP 5 was to escape the middle income trap. International bodies, in particular, the Bretton Woods institutions, had classified Namibia as an upper middle income country based on the income per capita. This classification was floated in principle as it overlooked the swing distribution of resources and undermined the Namibian government's ability to access developmental grant funding and affordable financing. In most recent reclassification of Namibia, therefore, to a lower middle income country on the 1st of July 2025 is deemed more responsive to the reality of the structural imbalance of our economy and large inequality gap. Based on this revised classification, Namibia will be more eligible to access grant funding and financing instruments on more affordable terms. This is beneficial to our developmental agenda and ambition to foster inclusive growth and shared prosperity. But this does not mean that there are no challenges to the reclassification. Therefore, we must commit ourselves to hard work and grow our economy to take our people out of poverty. With only 4.5 years remaining for Vision 2030, this NDP 6 is the final installment aiming to achieve our objectives of transforming Namibia into a developed and industrialized nation. The formulation of NDP 6 has been informed by Vision 2030 and its mid-term review, the NDP 5 terminal report, Swapo Party Manifesto Implementation Plan, regional consultations, as well as guiding international development frameworks, including the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, African Union Agenda 2063, and the SADC Vision 2050, among others. It must be pointed out that our unemployment rate is high because, among other drivers, our industrial capacity remains limited. It is for this reason that NDP 6 aims to propel the country towards an advanced industrialized stage, placing due policy emphasis on minor resource beneficiation and value addition to stimulate economic growth and development. With the Namibian population currently just over 3 million people and expected to reach 3.5 million by 2030, predominantly comprising of young adults of working age. This youth population presents an opportunity and not a burden for the Namibian economy. Under the theme, Fostering Economic Growth, Inclusiveness, and the Resilience for Quality Sustainable Development, the NDP-6 is designed to promote sustainable economic growth and address the underlying challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The NDP-6 has been structured into four pillars, 9 thematic areas, and 47 focus areas. The four pillars are A, economic growth, transformation, and resilience, B, human development and community resilience, C, environmental sustainability, and D, good governance and effective public service delivery. Fellow Namibians, our developmental agenda is shaped by the National Planning Commission, which finalized the NDP-6 through an inclusive and consultative process and approved by Cabinet on the 25th June 2025. The NDP-6 will now serve as the blueprint policy document for the 8th administration, considering that the SWAPO Party Manifesto Implementation Plan has been mainstreamed into that plan. The implementation and monitoring and evaluation plan for NDP-6 is also in front of us. Namibia has embarked on a bold transformation in governance, anchored on accountability, coordination, and effective service delivery that puts people first. Our first 3 months marked a decisive shift towards a governance culture that is strategic, responsive, and performance drive. The bottom line, why I'm here today, is also to update you on the key achievement attained during our first 3 months in office. The report will center on 1, leadership and governance, 2, policy priorities, 3, legislative reforms. Under leadership and governance, I appointed the Vice President, Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, Cabinet Ministers, and Deputy Ministers on the 22nd March 2025. An inclusive and effective cabinet of 14 ministers and 7 deputy ministers. And all 14 regional governors have now been appointed and have assumed office after having attended a 2-day compulsory orientation workshop. Then we come to those activating citizen-centered governments. A new performance culture has taken root across the public service. Ministers have been directed to align their performance agreement with NDP-6. The process of signing this agreement will commence this month, July. Cabinet members are committed to work unreservedly in meeting and exceeding the commitments made. Guided by my 5 leadership values of pragmatism, accountability, integrity, meritocracy, and inclusivity. PIEM will be a pointer as we navigate through 5 years of our mandate, compiled with the calling of unity of purpose and one heart and one mind. Fellow Namibians, Namibia is part of the international community. As per SADC tradition, when newly elected presidents undertake introductory visit to neighboring countries within 90 days to cement bilateral relations. Accordingly, I have visited some of my counterparts in Angola, Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Tanzania, and South Africa. I have also attended the U.S.-Africa Business Summit in Luanda, Angola, to promote Namibia's preferred investment destination while engaging the U.S. government on the trade tariff and prospective project of investment. Furthermore, Namibia hosted the first Commonwealth Trade Ministers meeting and Commonwealth Business Summit from 16 to 20th June 2025. In this context, Namibia became the first country among the 56 Commonwealth countries to ever host such a meeting outside the United Kingdom. The Business Summit served as a platform to strengthen public-private dialogue, partnership, and unlock trade and investment opportunity. Given the success of this meeting, the government has decided to institutionalize an annual business summit in Namibia in collaboration with the Commonwealth Secretariat and other international business organizations. On the 30th June 2025, Namibia launched the first shipment under the African Continental Free Trade Area, successfully exporting a shipment of 40,000 tons of salt to Nigeria and Cameroon, opening up a new frontier for trade on the continent. Thank you very much. Namibia also successfully hosted and concluded a state visit by Mr. Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of the Republic of India, where our two countries entered into 5 cooperation agreements in the field of health and medicine, technology, agriculture, entrepreneurship, and trade. On institutional reform and innovation, the Office of the Prime Minister launched innovation boot camps in Karas and Hardap region, applying design thinking to generate homegrown solutions. These efforts will be expanded to other regions. In pursuit of smarter public service, Namibia has forged a strategic partnership to co-develop a national one-stop-shop model that brings integrated government service closer to the community. On the implementation of key policy priorities, in my inaugural State of Nation address, I outlined 7 identified priority areas or sectors and 8 critical enablers. The 7 identified priority sectors are agriculture, sports, youth empowerment, quality education and training, creative industry, quality health and social welfare, and land, housing, and sanitation. Agriculture, mining, energy, oil and gas, tourism, water, fishery, and transport and logistics are the most critical enabling sectors areas. Let me now take you through the specific programs and progress made during the reporting period in each of the priority sectors and enablers. Number 1, agriculture. All 9 green schemes under the Ministry of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform, covering a total of 5,600 hectares of irrigable land, remains operational. As for this reporting period, and I want Namibians please to listen, you can go and see yourself. As of this reporting period, 3,403 hectares are actively under cultivation, with harvesting currently underway. The aim is food security. By June 2025, the Green Scheme produced 9,947 tons of maize, 300 tons of potatoes, and 39 tons of sunflower. The identification of suitable land for the establishment of super farmers has commenced, as well as the selection of appropriate strategic partners to drive this initiative. The government is in the process of operationalizing the Vungu Vungu dairy farmer in Kavango East region, and debushing has already started. In addition to maintaining operations at existing schemes, we have identified 2 new sites of green scheme development, namely Katima Farm in Zambezi region and Ekoka in Ohangwena region, thereby expanding the footprint of irrigated agriculture. Furthermore, we have successfully acquired farmer region measuring 8,305 hectares in the Omaheke region for resettlement purpose. The Office of the Prime Minister, in partnership with the World Food Programme, initiated a food security project on 13 hectares of land in Ochimbinde constituency, Omaheke region, towards arresting hunger and malnutrition. Following the success of this plot, the initiative will be rolled out to all remaining 13 regions. I'm also pleased to inform the Namibian people that the procurement process for Nekatel Dam irrigation design is under review by the review panel. Furthermore, a seed processing facility has been established with refurbishment underway at Omahenene Omsat region, a new facility under construction at Katima Mulilo Zambezi region, and at Katwitwi Kavango West region. A feasibility study is planned for a combined seed and fertilizer facility under public-private partnership model. As government, we have also activated infant industry protection and improved the seed and fertilizer subsidy scheme. During May to June 2025, the Namibian Correctional Services produced food worth 13.9 million Namibian dollars from food productions at Divundu, Oluno, and Haldap correctional facilities, saving government an amount of 1.6 million Namibian dollars. Livestock value chain are improving, especially for communal resettled and emerging farmers. A protocol signed with China on the 8th May 2025 will enable mutton and chown export. The line ministry has introduced a cost-effective model for cattle distribution and continued small stock support. In Ohangwena, 108 goats were distributed to 9 farmers under the revolving scheme during the reporting period, and over 101 million Namibian dollars was disbursed in livestock supporting. By June 2024, by June 2025, Office of Prime Minister have provided budget relief to 1.4 million people, meaning 384,935 households, valued at 1.3 Namibian dollars. A food voucher system now covers 144,930 households. Tana, Oshkoto, Omsati, Ohangwena, Kunene, Zambezi, and Hardap region. And backlog in food distribution are to be cleared by August 2025. With the expansion of the voucher system and finalization of the flood construction plan. Then sector two, which is sports. As of June 2025, all 14 regions had identified at least one site, with 16 sites confirmed in total to establish sports centers of excellence. Coming to CAF category stadium, site selection and assessment for CAF category 2 and 3 stadiums with seat capacity of 10,000 to 30,000 respectively was completed by June 2025. And the Windhoek CAF category 3 independent stadium is progressing as planned with a multidisciplinary team which submitted a feasibility study in February 2025, and construction of CAF category stadium at Enana and Nkurenkuru has commenced, and Mariendal has been confirmed as the third stadium site. Sustainable league support. In support of grassroots development and professional league performance, government is finalizing a funding formula to guide sports sponsorship allocation. Consultation with the Sports Federation were conducted in May 2025, and internal validation of the draft model is underway. The formulation is expected to be finalized by the end of July, with fund disbursement commencing in August 2025. A national call for youth development initiative from the league was launched in May 2025. Africa Union Sports Council Region 5 game. Following Mozambique's withdrawal due to a devastating cyclone, Namibia stepped up to successfully host the Regional 5 youth game, which I officially launched on the 5th July 2025. In preparations, we invested 127 million Namibian dollars to urgently refurbish key sports infrastructures in Windhoek and Swakopmund, including facilities at UNAM and Veneta. In the process, two netball courts and football stadium, basketball and tennis courts, hostel renovation, and equipments were attended to. Thank you. These swift national efforts not only assured readiness, but also created 955 direct temporary jobs, ranging from supplier to volunteers, interns and drivers, and 699 indirect jobs through service providers and hospitality teams. The renovation of sports facilities for the Region 5 Games was completed within a record of time, a commendable effort by all stakeholders involved. Then we come to sector number three, youth empowerment. The National Youth Fund has been capitalized with 257 million Namibian dollars and be accessed through financial institutions such as the Development Bank of Namibia, Agribank, NAMPOST, and the Environmental Management Fund. Investment Fund. The grant facility from Nasria was secured in May 2025 to improve access to non-collateralized lending for young entrepreneurs. The fund will become operational mid-August 2025. Additional support of 5 million Namibian dollars has been mobilized from NAMBRI towards the National Youth Fund. Namibia also received 33.4 million Namibian dollars under the Global Accelerator 1 program to support youth entrepreneurship and job creation in the biomass sector. Under the Equipment Aid Scheme and the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprise Development Fund, over to handle the youth, led business were selected countrywide for support during the period under review. Beneficiaries include number one or B, 106 MCME who received production equipment and capacity building on the 11th of July 2025. And B, drawn from all 14 regions, 28 youth were trained in gemstone and jewelry processing, 64 in agro processing standard, and 13 in cosmetics production. New beneficiaries will continue to be identified, and the next call for enterprise support program will be issued in the first week of August 2025 by the Line Ministry. The above are golden opportunities that our youth must exploit without failure. Then we come to Entrepreneurial Center mentorship support. Efforts are underway to repossess existing industrial park into fully operational entrepreneurial center. The list of viable sites will be finalized before the end of August 2025. Then we come to skill development and apprenticeship. A joint technical committee composing of ministries of education, innovation, sports, art and culture, and finance was established to contribute to coordinate implementation of the youth agricultural cooperative and internship apprenticeship program, and a consolidated national work integrated learning framework is being finalized for cabinet approval following consultation with the Namibian Training Authority, NPC, and tertiary institution. Graduate employment and absorption. Our objective is to place at least 5,000 graduates annually into internship with an 8% post-internship retention rate into formal employment. By June 2025, a total of 734 internship and trainees were facilitated across key public institutions during the reporting period as follows. MICT facilitated 511, of which 22 were placed at NBC, 65 at the ministry itself, 92 at Telkom, 9 at New Era, 23 at NAMPA, and 300 at MTC. B, 61 graduate internship were facilitated by the Minister of Agriculture, Fishery, Water and Land Reform, and were placed at three rural development centers, namely 38 at Ongwediva, 17 at Okashana, and 6 at Ben Hill. Number 3, the Minister of International Relations and Trade facilitated a total of 162 placements, of which 155 were recruited by the Namibian businesses and 7 were placed on MSC cruise ship, in the ship. I take this opportunity to appreciate those ministries, offices, public enterprise and private sector organizations, that they have responded to the government's call to offer internship and apprenticeship opportunity to our students and graduates. Please do more, and I call on the others to follow this national good example. Then the next priority, which is the fourth, is quality education and training. The Namibian government is committed to ensure universal access to free, equitable, and quality education and vocational training across Namibia. To fully eliminate tuition fees for students enrolled in public higher education institution and vocational training center as from the 2026 academic year. To ensure a smooth transition, a national task force of stakeholders was formed, and consultations on admission, financing, institutional designation, and record-keeping regulation are ongoing and set to be concluded by the end of this month, July 2025. In response to this policy reform, the Namibian Student Financial Assistance Fund funding models is under review as the institution is being reintegrated into the line ministry. Funding and quality standard. A funding formula for higher education institution and TVET was implemented in April 2025 to ensure predictable and equitable resource allocation. In line with the launched minimum standard for higher education in February this year, with implementation now underway across public higher education institutions. On education sector and impact studies, terms of reference are being developed for two national studies. One, a diagnostic assessment of the current state of free basic education, and two, an impact assessment of Namibia's new school curriculum. Then we go to infrastructure expansion and TVET reform. The construction and binding process and bidding process for new schools and hostels is ongoing. TVET reforms are advancing with government restructuring and curriculum expansion in key sectors aimed at addressing regional disparity and improving educational outcome. Operational and capital budget for higher education institutions and TVET centers have been prioritized to sustain quality output. Then priority five, creative industry, in order to recognize and talent empowerment. Towards revitalizing the National Art and Creative Industry Award, the existing National Steering Committee is being revised to incorporate all key stakeholders and to expand its mandate. This process will be concluded by end of August 2025. Creative Industry and Equipment Fund. Draft amendment to the Art Fund Act have been prepared to enable the establishment of the Creative Industry Infrastructure and Equipment Program. The fund is expected to be launched before the end of August 2025. And the fund will support music and visual art studios, equipment, and materials to enhance local creative productivities. Industry development and job creation. the Minister of Information and Communication Technology launched the World Music Day and accompanying artist capacity building initiative at Mariendal on the 21st June 2025. During the reporting period, Namibia hosted 16 international film production and supported the 8 local production, together creating over 108 jobs and contributing more than 14 million Namibian dollars to the economy. To bridge the digital divide and enhance broadband access across communities, 9 new network towers are currently under construction in Omaheke, Zambezi, Kavango East, Kavango West, and Kunene region through the Universal Service Fund. Then we come to quality health and social welfare. Significant milestones have been marked in our mission to expand primary health care and deliver quality service to all Namibians, particularly in rural areas. Progress is made in the following area. A, public health campaign have intensified with national rollout of the voluntary HPV vaccine in May 2025 and dissemination of awareness material for malaria. On the 2nd July 2025, the Katutura Health Center launched a decongestion pilot project with extended clinic hours at the 24-hour facilities. From 1st August 2025, the Okuriongava Clinic at Windhoek will also become a 24-hour facility in a move to further thank you very much. In a move to further decongest the Katutura Health Center and Katutura Intermediate Hospital. C, 7 sites have been identified for the construction of new clinics during this financial year. At Mambushe in Kavango East, yes, Ompunja in Oshana, Okonjatu in Ochuarongo, Onamukulo and Onamafila in Ohangwena, Malengalenga in Zambezi, and Epupa in Kunene. And D, groundbreaking of the Commerce District Hospital in Havana was completed in April 2025 with work, with bulk earth work. Service commence as well as the primary access road and electrical services. C, to strengthen institutional capacity through human resource, the recruitment of community health worker is ongoing. To date, 604 medical positions have been advertised with interviews conducted during the reporting period. Number F, 52 undergraduate scholarships for the 2025 academic year have been awarded for various health-related fields to augment local medical specialists and critical skills in the country, with graduation expected in 2030. We are talking about specialized and critical skills. G, 36 ambulances were purchased in June and distributed to all 14 regions. An additional 5 ambulances were donated, 3 by the World Health Organization, and 2 by Lang Hynish Mine, and procurement of 60 full-equipped mobile health vans, which are essential mobile health clinic, is underway, targeting servicing across all 14 regions, and procurement of 6 new medical transport trucks is planned for this financial year. Then we come to mental health expansion. A Malin mental health rehabilitation center with 48-bed capacity at Rehoboth is being renovated in collaboration with the Ministry of Works and Transport. This center will provide long-term rehabilitation care, thermal therapy, and post-operative recovery, addressing a long-standing service gap. Cost-efficient mechanism for procurement of pharmaceuticals and supply. We have commenced bilateral engagement with the government of Egypt and India towards establishing a transparent procurement system that will enable the government to purchase pharmaceuticals and supply directly from the producer and not through middlemen. Advancing health, universal health coverage. Namibia universal health coverage policy was officially launched in February 2025 to support digital health implementation network. During the period under review, infrastructures have been expanded to 18 clinics and 5 health centers in the south. Medical infrastructure and pharmaceutical. Cabinet has approved the establishment of a pharmaceutical manufacturing plant at Okahanja under a PP or joint venture initiative. A multi-sectorial team is now seized with the expression of interest for advertisement. A new central medical store is also planned, with tender preparation already initiated, funding secured, and site identified between Katutura and Central Hospital in Windhoek. Then we come to land, housing, and sanitation. Government continue to advance inclusive urban and rural development through the provision of affordable housing. A total of 3,402 housing units are under construction, including the completion of mass housing unit in Windhoek, which are 362 and 24 in Opuo. While the balance of those housing units are developed under the Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia across 14 regions. As part of our infrastructure response to urban safety, phase one of the Police Village Project, focusing on bulk services such as water, electricity, sewer, and the road, has been successfully completed. The police village will not only provide decent housing, but also help stabilize and strengthen law enforcement presence in our community. Then we come to the formalization of informal settlement. This is actively progressing in Windhoek, Walvis Bay, Rundu, Kentmans, and Oshakati. A total of 31 settlements are now undergoing formalization. Land servicing in Bluefields area of 10,000 acres has also commenced, 5,000 in Windhoek, 1,250 in Walvis Bay, 1,250 in Rundu, 1,250 in Oshakati, and 1,250 in Kentmans, improving access to basic infrastructure and paving the way for future development. Then we come to improved sanitation services. Access to sanitation has significantly improved. During the period under review, a total of 1,019 toilets were completed, which includes 76 in Omsati, 164 in Oshanda, 33 in Kavango West, 203 in Ochodonjupa, 16 in Omaheke, 30 in Kunene, 43 in Erongo, 207 in Ohangwena, 17 in Hardap, 15 in Karas, 180 in Oshkoto. Then we come to strengthening subnational governance. In June 2025, the Line Ministry held consultative meeting with all regional and local authority council to enhance governance, accountability, and decision-making at sub-national level. In addition, special investigations were conducted into land governance at Katima, Mulilo, and Bukalo. Those investigations led to the implementation of remedial measures to regulate land transaction and strengthening record keeping. Fellow Namibians, for the above discussed priority sector to achieve their desirable outcome, they will be supported by economic enablers. In this context, I will now provide the progress report on critical economic enablers as follows. Mining. In pursuit of increased national ownership and value addition, the Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy has started to develop a policy on mandatory minimum percentage local equity participation in all new mining ventures. Currently, efforts to legislate minor beneficiation are being advanced with technical support from the African Development Bank, Africa Legal Support Facility, which always provide legal assistance to African governments. Furthermore, initial consultation have commenced with the Bank of Namibia regarding the establishment of the National Gold Reserve, with attended legislation framework currently underway. Enabler energy. A key milestone during the reporting period was the finalization and presentation of the Namibia's Energy Compact at the Africa Energy Forum in Cape Town, South Africa, in June 2025, which enabled access to concessional funding for national energy initiative. Several level agreements were concluded with seven regional electricity distributors, thereby facilitating rollout of rural and pre-urban electrification projects across the country. Significant progress was recorded in the renewable energy infrastructure, namely BA, grid connection of 10 megawatt CAN solar photovoltaic project. B, commencement of the construction on the 40 megawatt Oshkoto biomass and 100 megawatt solar PV plant. And number C, the NAMPower engineering procurement and construction bid for 120 megawatt solar PV generation. D,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month.
What's our motto for the morning? There's nothing wrong with your radio. There's nothing wrong with my microphone. It's the live stream. And we'll bring it to you as soon as the internet allows us. But for now, it's just loading. Let's hope it doesn't load until Jesus comes. Or Muhammad, or Buddha, depending on which one you subscribe to. Could go with the ancestors too. But that's what's going on here. Usually this is home run time, but because of because of the launch of NDP 6 and address of the month, and this is NDP 6 that's taking us all the way to 2030. So basically looking at the previous NDPs and the accomplishments we have made, and there's things that we have to work on to get to, to accomplish our goals before 2030 is what the president is currently addressing.
To ensure broader participation by local communities and stake.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25%.
Generating $171 Namibian in state revenue.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple.
State revenue. Yeah, million. 167 contractors. 7 contractors were awarded for installation of boreholes across 11 regions as follows: Omaheke 11, Hardap 2, Karas 2, Oshkoto 4, Ohangwena 6, Kavango East 7, Omusati 9, Ochodonjupa 20, Zambezi 6, Zambezi 6, please, Zambezi 6, Kavango West 7, and Kunene 11. And number B, Kunene 11. And number B. Kunene 11. And number B. Kunene 11. And number B.
Yeah, number B.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal.
And stability with good number of fishermen in possibility with good number of fishermen in.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Right, number B.
We were doing our best, Hamoud, not to number B.
This is not our fault, actually. We are already sitting here. We had everything prepared, and the internet is just not interneting. And that's
a number B issue.
That's a number B issue. That looks like it's... what's happening with the internet, though? Because, this is the pain I went through in the morning.
Mm.
And like the first 10 to 15 minutes of the, you know, of what I'm calling State versus Range Rover NA, was not streamed. It kept,
you'll cutting. You'll also get a speed now because of that State versus Range Rover, ne?
Yeah, we got, you have a lot of frustrations even in the live stream itself. So that's how I know that it's not our internet.
Mm.
Yeah, it's from the stream. I think before, if we're going to call for AI ambulances, we must first, I think, you know, just figure out. Now, imagine, you know, you are going to, you have an emergency to go and pick someone up with an AI ambulance with this network. Yeah, could have been dead by now. So should we?
Yeah. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, dear listeners. Yeah,
that's why we're here.
And
you know how these things work, right? After the president's speech, obviously there is going to be there is usually a document that's published based on what the president have just appointed out. So keep your eyes on that, and you can just download and read the document at your own time, because from the look of things, the internet is not going to allow this discussion to go on, at least not without frustration.
And also, just to cite that, dear listeners, obviously we were planning, you know, a pretty insightful discussion, which is partially condensed, which is based upon the notion, obviously, of a wonderful clean energy discussion, or clean cooking and innovative energy discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been the first time that you would have heard about battery sand. Or is it sand battery?
Sand battery.
Yeah, sand battery.
I don't even think battery is the right term to call that thing. That whole thing, that thing is a silo.
Well, I haven't seen what it actually looks like. All I did was read the theory.
It's a building.
So it's technically a building.
It's technically a building. It's technically a building that's, you know how they build, you know how an iron works, basically works on the principle of, on the principle of resistance.
Yeah.
So they basically take a large amount of sand and put it in water, in a structure that's shaped more like a silo, and then fill it with sand, and then run some kind of, some kind of wires from top to bottom of this structure.
Mm.
So during the day, this metals basically heats up, and it's a very insulated thing. So what happens is this metals heats up the sand in that container. I mean, this is a giant structure standing about maybe 2, 4, maybe 5 meters, depending on the size.
Yeah.
So what happens is, this metals, basically that works in the same way that your your boiling cup works. You know, how your boiling cup heats water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how, you know, that electricity, say, generated from solar panels, works during the day to basically heat up the sand. When the sand is heated to a very, when the sand is heated, then the insulated infrastructure, traps that heat. And take, for example, if you used to heat it using solar energy, then during the night when there is no solar energy, then that heat is obviously, that heat is basically used, channeled in places where it can, heat water, for example, that will produce steam that will move turbines to generate electricity, something like that.
Mm.
But there is not a lot of, it's still under development, I think, because the only country that I at least know of that has that structure is Finland. You know what's weird?
Okay. Is the internet back now?
From the look of things.
We'll be back, dear listeners, and obviously if it cuts out...
In the event of any number B, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back as swiftly as possible.
Ochodonjupa, Oshkoto, Oshana, Hardap, Karas, and Kunene. And SEV's access also expanded through land allocation to provision of wheelchair and sunscreen distribution for persons with albinism. Number C. During the month of April and May 2025, over 30,000 households benefited from targeted food support program worth $34.7 Namibian, well, Namibian. During the month of April and May 2025, over 32,000 households benefited from targeted food support program worth $34.7 million. While a national outreach for identity documents for marginalized community was launched in June this year. In the area of national security, the counter-terrorism the Namibian Police Force has successfully established the National Counter-Terrorism Center in June 2025, enhancing our capacity to prevent and respond to potential threats. The government is committed to laying a digital foundation for long-term transformation and service delivery. The Digital Legal Identity Model Governance Framework has been established to drive implementation of electronic identity document in Namibia. On the 26th June 2025, we successfully launched the public awareness program and foster stakeholder collaboration. Fellow Namibians, we have recorded a high prevalence of drug-related crime. Drug trafficking and substance abuse remain among the most pressing social challenges causing drug amends to our nation. The Namibian Police Force will continue to intensify patrol in the fight against drug and human trafficking. Police efforts are complemented by the launch of the Hush and GBV Namibia campaign by the Minister of Gender Equality and Child Welfare in collaboration with MICT on the 4th of June 2025. To maintain our territorial integrity, the security cluster conducts regular surveillance and patrol along the territorial land, air and marine borders, including along Chobe and Zambezi River. Additionally, the Namibian Defense Force rendered assistance to evacuate flood victims in distributing drought relief aid to communities in the affected regions during period of flood. I also wish to report that the process for a process of according veteran status has resumed. The process of according veteran status has resumed. And the following has been achieved. A, 405 veterans have received notification of their successful applications granted by the Veteran Appeal Board. Maybe your letters on the way. B, 218 applicants were vetted during May 2025 and are due to receiving their improvement of welfare grant by the end of this month. C, under the Individual Veterans Project Scheme, 62 veterans received their once-off cash grant for the project in June 2025. An internal verification process are at an advanced stage to disburse the project grant for remaining 315 eligible beneficiaries. The government undertakes to ensure that payment of the once-off lump sum is affected to all beneficiaries who have been notified during the current financial year. In regards to defense industry, the line ministry convened an engagement with key stakeholders of the August 26 group company on 21st June 2025 to evaluate the performance of the industry and to come up with institutional reforms that will capacitate the defense industry to, with the aim of improving performance. Those developments reflect our unwavering commitment to innovation, security, and excellent public service. Fellow Namibians, the past 3 months, we have established a strong foundation in the offices. However, we agree considerable work remains to be done, and NDP6 is the roadmap. Going forward, the Prime Minister, ministers have to provide the regular progress report to the nation on their respective sectors. And as your president, I count on your concerted efforts. All Namibians, including the youth, academia, civic organization, business communities, church, traditional authorities, and our development partner in this road. Let us continue to work together, united by a common purpose and a shared vision to overcome challenges and build a more inclusive, united, and a prosperous Namibia. Fellow Namibians, having now account for the work of 3 months in the office, it's now my singular honor to officially launch the 6th National Development Plan 2025-2030 and ask all of you to come on board. It is our plan. It is workable. It can be done. I am sure you are all committed. We are all determined. We are going to make it. Thank you for your kind attention. Thank you for your support.
Let's continue giving Her Excellency a round of applause. Thank you very much, Comrade President. You may all take your seats. I think we can all attest that this was a pragmatical account of the 3 months in office of the 8th administration, a true account by our first citizen and our Commander-in-Chief, Her Excellency President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah. Comrade President, we thank you once again. Ladies and gentlemen, moving swiftly through our program, we're now at the point where we give the opportunity for questions and answers. We'll have two set of rounds of questions, 5 questions each. My assistants with roving mics are ready. One will start with the bottom part of the auditorium for those 5 questions, and thereafter we'll move to the top. Those of you who have questions, you just kindly raise your hand and I will allocate you a number from 1 to 5. With your number, you will then be able to ask your question. When you receive your mic, kindly state your full name and ask your question or make your comment. You each have only 60 seconds to do so, your question or your comment. And I have a timer here, so I will cut you off at the 60-second mark. So, with a show of hands, can I please see those who...
I just want to make it clear that I'm here as the president, the ministers are here. You can say the ministers are here.
Yes, I have given the report, and the ministers are here. And I'm sure we are all having our notebooks in front of us or our cell phones, because when the questions are going to be asked, they are asked to the government, and we are all part of the government.
Thank you, Comrade President. So, that is very clear. You ask your question. You have only 60 seconds. Number one, just at the bottom for now, going once. Yes, I've noted your, and I've given you your number one. The rest is a countdown for anyone who else. If we end here at the bottom, I will not give you a chance anymore. We'll move to the top. So going once, twice, very good. We have one question. Please state your full name and your question. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My name is Matthew Ashongo, and I'm the chairperson of the National Federation of People with Disability in Namibia. Thank you, Comrade President, for your words, for inclusivity. But still, President, we do have mothers, the caretakers of persons with disabilities. I believe the NTP6 can look at that so that also they can get support. So lastly, I would like to ask you, Corporate President, how far is your administration committed to the wish of the President of 3,000? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just to ensure we got your question right, you are advocating for funding for caretakers of children that living with disabilities, and the question around the 3,000 grant. Very good. I will now move over to the top. Justine, do we have a roving mic at the top? Because this was only one question. I will take a full set of 5 to just complete the questions to 6. I have a hand there. That is number 1. Any more questions? going once, twice. You are a brilliant audience. Perfect. We only have one more question at the top. So we have that question, and then we'll give over to Her Excellency to respond for this portion of the program. Over to you, sir. Please state your name and your question.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, so my name is King Maguno. I like, comment, subscribe. So I'm actually from the Institute of Property Developers Namibia. I'm the principal officer there. So thank you very much. All protocol observed, Your Excellency, and all protocol observed. So my question is very simple. Your Presidency, can I please get a picture with you?
Thank you very much, Kim Maguno.